Welcome back to Juneau Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein. The Ironman's Run, Swim, Bike course in Juneau is designed to push athletes to their limits. And hosting the triathlon here in Juneau is also figuring out how we're going to take the limits of Juneau's tourism and hospitality and put our best foot forward and meet the challenge of hosting this really massive event. So with us here right now to talk about some of those challenges and some of what's going to make the Ironman pretty awesome is Liz Perry from Travel Juneau. Liz, thanks for coming on the show today. I appreciate it. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Andy.
Yeah, so let's talk about what's going to be awesome about this event, first and foremost, right? And this is kind of incredible. I think like a lot of people, when I first heard Ironman's coming to Alaska, I thought, oh, you must be some little subsidiary or some. No, this is the big deal. This is Ironman. The Ironman competition is happening. People from all over the world are scheduling to come in and be a part of this. Their families and friends are coming in as well. And the whole organization of Ironman's coming in as well. So tell me about how that all came together. How did you figure out that was an event that you wanted to pursue, and how did it come together that they actually ended up choosing us?
Well, those are all great questions. We actually received an initial email from the regional sales director, Dave Kristen, in fall of, see, I've got to remember, this is 2022, but fall of 21. And just interested in the idea of having an Ironman in Alaska, and would this be a good fit for Juneau? And Dave and his internal team had knocked around the idea of going to a couple of different locations, and the team all agreed that Juneau was the place they really wanted to go. So he reached out to Travel Juneau. We vetted the call and set up some preliminary conversations. We put together a team of all of the agencies that we felt would need to be involved. So that would be Juneau Police Department, DOT, CCFR, and of course, you know, the city and borough of Juneau, pulled all of those people together just to see if it was feasible. And we did discuss Juneau's limited housing, especially, you know, in the high summertime when this race is going to be. And
I would think that'd be maybe the first thing, right? We know we have beautiful places to swim, you know, if you're not too afraid of, if you got a sweatsuit, right? We know we have a beautiful places to run. We know we have amazing places to bike, but we know we're also a fairly small town. I mean, we're obviously a hub city here in Southeast Alaska, but we're a small town. So I would think almost the first thing would be, well, how do we do the housing, right?
Right. And that was a part of our very early, you know, conversations, just really between Ironman and Travel Juneau. And we talked that over, and their decision was to really cap the number of entries, make this a boutique race and make it a qualifier. So this is something that they have done, you know, kind of new. They do this really irregularly. They're really excited to launch this for Alaska in Juneau as a boutique race with limited entry, with the understanding that we are a little hemmed in here. So we talked about our ability to house folks very early on, and getting those expectations out to athletes, getting those expectations out to our hoteliers, B&B operators, and to the community at large. So really, if you put it into perspective, this event is right on par with, for example, Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's Celebration. It will bring in approximately the same number of people, and like Celebration, and as Juneau is known to do, and you know, all through Southeast Alaska, providing homestay experiences for folks. So that is why Travel Juneau kind of opened up the opportunity for residents to share their homes or rent out their homes for participants. And right now, it appears that all of the athletes, to our knowledge, have been housed. There's still a little bit of minor shuffling around. And of course, there's going to be some attrition. We have already seen on for example, the Facebook page, you know, unfortunately, injuries happen. People have to defer to another year. Life happens. So there will be some attrition in hotels and some shuffling around of spaces. But right now, I believe we have more offered space than we have athletes looking for space.
Yeah, I was going to ask, that was my next question was, how's it going? Like, you know, where are we where it comes, you know, this kind of known pinch point that has kind of, I think from the beginning, known was going to be a challenge and something that we had to figure out how to do it. So how's it going?
It's going really well. Juneau residents have been putting their properties up on the official Ironman Alaska Facebook page. That's the place to go. And Travel Juneau has information on our microsite, traveljuneau.com/Ironman, where locals can go to find out how to do that and where also you can find out opportunities to volunteer for the event. There are lots of volunteer opportunities for groups, nonprofits to actually maybe get a small stipend for participating. So if you're fundraising for a sports group or a nonprofit and you really want to promote your programming, we have an opportunity to sign up and help us out a little bit during the days up to the race and race day.
So you mentioned that this is kind of a boutique event, they're calling it, something they're wanting to maybe grow a little bit. And I've heard that this is a part of what could end up being a multi-year event or a multi-year contract. Tell me a little bit more about that.
It was a multi-year contract right out the gate. We signed on for 3 years, so 22, 23, and 24. They wanted a three-year commitment. And, of course, we will take stock after each one of these events, debrief very thoroughly, find out, you know, what went really, really well, what we need to work on, what the challenges are, and make this, you know, the best race that can happen for Ironman and for Juneau. So I think it's a huge opportunity for the town to really turn out and really show that Juneau hospitality that we are known for. It's a great opportunity for our local retailers and restaurateurs, you know, like just as they do during other big events or when lots of sports teams are in town. We let people know well ahead of time so they can prepare for that.
Yeah. So, you know, it's sort of – it's an interesting thing, especially during the pandemic. And, you know, we've been, I think a lot of people have thought about Alaska as this ultimate destination in a way, right? Beautiful outdoors, open spaces, low population, you know, all the places where you can kind of get away. And I think especially for athletes that are especially at this elite level, you can see the appeal for coming to a place like Juneau.
Yeah, and of course, we've got a large contingent of competitive athletes right here in town. There are a number of folks who are actually helping us out and have been advising us and have been advising Ironman regarding the race because they are Ironman competitors or other, you know, long distance competitors themselves. So we've got a lot of folks to lean on to get information, to get advice from. So we brought in, for example, the group that operates the Aquaman Triathlon really early on in the process. So they are actually partnering with Ironman to share some resources so that that local event happens without a hitch. Ironman really wants to get back to the community. They do not want to disrupt any local events that are happening. And that's another reason they decided that, and we decided really alongside other agencies too, that all the transitions would take place at University of Alaska Southeast. So UAS has been a great partner in all of this, but by having the race courses north of the downtown center, we're shunting that traffic north of downtown. So we're leaving traffic down there. There will be one event on Friday evening ahead of the race on Sunday. But most people are going to be out and about. They're going to be testing the courses. They're going to be trying things out. And all of that will be north of the downtown center.
And is that where there'll be places like opportunities for businesses and that sort of thing to set up tents and to be kind of like a little bit of almost like an athlete's village, right?
Yes, there's an Ironman Expo, and it runs alongside all of their registration venues. Then all of that will happen at Thunder Mountain High School. So there are opportunities for folks if they have a single brand that they represent. So, if you are a retailer and you handle your own in-house branding, that's an opportunity for you to come in and set up shop. And Ironman is actually offering a discount, which we can talk to you more about later to join the expo. They recognize that some of their bigger sponsors may not be here this year. So they're offering up space to locals at a discount so that the competitors really get a great taste of what Juneau has to offer. So it's a terrific opportunity for folks to come in, set up a table, and share what they have.
I think Juneau is going to blow their minds, you know? It's going to be amazing. These, you know, these athletes are going to go. Now, we're, so tell me a little bit about the course. Has that been determined?
Sure. The courses have already been set. Athletes will start the morning with a two laps around Auk Lake, and they will enter where you know.
Two laps around Auk Lake. You mean, do you go
it's
around?
About, two and a half miles, and it'll all be roped and buoyed off. And not the whole lake.
They've not the perimeter of the lake.
Kind of
no, that's okay.
Correct. two miles. They'll exit the water at that kind of mobile UAS ramp, which is on kind of the south side there. They'll work their way up to the transition point up on the main parking lot of the UAS campus, where they will dry off, grab their bike gear, head out to Back Loop Road. They'll cross the road and head out the road and make approximately two laps out the road as well. They have to do, I believe it's 124 miles on bike. So that will be, two laps. The turnaround, I believe, is north of the ferry terminal. So again, the turnaround points are going to be away from really high traffic areas. They've been very, very mindful of all of that. And when they come back in from the bike, they will transition again at UAS, grab their running gear, head down Back Loop to Montana Creek. Back, that will be kind of an in and out. Then they'll cross over to River Road, take the Kaptagahoot Trail down to Thunder Mountain, run around Thunder Mountain, and then back around to UAS. That will be two laps for their marathon.
Wow.
And the finish line will be at UAS. So we're taking all of that heavy traffic area out of, again, out of the downtown area. They're going to see some spectacular views as they bike out the road. They're going to get those beautiful mountain views as they run down Back Loop and get those glacier views. And then they'll have the experience of running through the rainforest.
Yeah, amazing. Wow, it's going to be an incredible experience. I mean, if they can look up. I don't know. I think my head would be down the whole time if I even attempted it at all. Well, and then is there just one other question? Is there an opportunity for how can people view it? Is there an opportunity for I'm sure there's an opportunity for spectators to be involved.
Well, one main opportunity that spectators may want to consider, again, is helping us by volunteering. There will be a number of aid stations, basically long tables set up with nutrition, with hydration, places where, if an athlete, if they fall off their bike, need to take a break, have to kind of exit the race, that will be a safe place for them to do that. So there's an opportunity to spectate at those aid stations and volunteer to staff those during the run and bike portion. Also, Thunder Mountain High School will be a good place to watch the run portion of the race kind of toward the end of the day. Early morning, Auk Lake will be, that's a little crowded, but there may be an opportunity, for example, for folks to take a look right along the walkway there as people enter in right there off of Glacier Highway where the little kind of dam area is. So
yeah, how long does the whole race take to, I mean, what are you preparing for 8 hours of manning this or longer, or
it's about 18 hours start to finish. They're going to get people in the water about 6:30, if not earlier in the morning. That the swim portion is always the first thing they start with, and they are timed out as well. So for example, if an athlete cannot finish within a given period of time for any of the pieces, they are eliminated from the race. And that is for their own safety, for the safety of the other athletes. So the race can't go on all night. So they anticipate that the last runner in will come in about 11:30 PM on Sunday the 7th.
Wow. That's amazing to just be doing, to be exercising anything for that long. It's just incredible. It's mind-boggling to think that people do that. Remind me again what day it is, the race itself?
Race day is Sunday, August 7th.
Okay.
Athletes will start arriving the week before, so folks can anticipate seeing athletes out on their bikes, checking out the courses, running. Auk Lake, I believe, will be closed the day before the race so that they can set the buoys and get everything ready to go for the athletes. And there you go.
Well, boy, that's a really good thing to keep in mind, and I'm sure we'll be talking about it more as this approaches, but during those weeks ahead of time, there might be a lot more bike traffic on the road, just for motorists to be cognizant of that there's going to be maybe some more bike traffic, and just to be careful that since there's going to be folks on the road.
That's right. And both Travel Juneau and Ironman will be reaching out to the community directly. So folks along, especially the bike route and the run route, will be getting notices in the mail. And we're going to be getting the word out on every platform we possibly can to make sure that the community knows where the delays are going to be, knows, you know, what the timing is, so they can plan their day. So we know, for example, that say between about 6:30 and, you know, 8:30 or 9:30, Auk Lake will be, you know, pretty busy from about 8:30 to about 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Out the road will be busy, but then that'll clear up. And as one leg of the race ends, in other words, the clock has run out for the bike portion, they're going to start pulling all of those aid stations, taking that down, clearing up all of their signage and moving that along and concentrating on the run portion.
Yeah.
So they'll be taking things down as things close up.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a wild week and a lot of folks coming to town and pretty exciting stuff really happening. And I'm sure we'll be talking a lot more about this in the coming next couple of months. Liz Perry, President and CEO of Travel Juneau, thanks so much for joining us today. Appreciate it. Telling us a little bit more about Ironman coming to Juneau.
Yeah, it's a huge opportunity economically for the town, and we're really looking forward to it.
Okay, great. Thanks, Liz.
Thank you.